You're listening to Animal Radio. If you missed any part of today's show, visit us at animalradio.com or download the Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android.
You know, we hear so many stories about how animals rescue us. We rescue them and they rescue us.
Definitely.
We heard about Shannon Kopp. You remember, she was on about 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
She's a bulimic.
Mm-hmm.
She had tried everything. She'd gone to therapy, psychotherapy, clinics, rehab, everything to break her bulimic patterns. And it wasn't until she met a dog in, I believe, the San Diego Humane Society, maybe the Woodward, I forget.
It was San Diego Humane Society, and it was several dogs that changed her life.
And I'm noticing that this seems to be a common theme. You know, I knew it all along. I knew that when I saved my animals, they saved me. I knew that, but I didn't realize that this is something that occurs to a lot of different people. There is a humane organization in Silicon Valley. It is, in fact, the Humane Society of Silicon Valley. They have a brand new national initiative called Mutual Rescue to bring attention to this very fact that when you save an animal, they could also save you.
Awesome.
And they have some great videos to prove it, as well as this gentleman, Eric O'Gray, is joining us. Hi, Eric. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Very good. Now, Petey, and I've seen the video, maybe listeners haven't, but we'll post it up at our website so listeners can go directly to it. If you haven't seen it, I encourage you to check it out after this next break here. It's a video about Petey, a dog who's, I believe, is no longer with us. Is that correct?
Yeah, he passed away in March 2015.
Okay. But he saved your life. You saved his life, and he saved your life, didn't he?
Absolutely. It was an amazing situation. I went to a naturopathic doctor. I was 330 pounds.
Holy moly.
Instead of the usual situation, which was just prescribing medication, this one took a long time, spent a lot of time with me, and prescribed a rescue dog, asked me to go down to my local shelter and adopt a dog.
Now, what did you think when you heard that? Did you think this guy was crazy?
You know, I hadn't even contemplated that. I asked, does it have to be a dog? Could it be a cat? And she said, have you ever walked a cat? And she just looked at me very seriously and, again, repeated that I should go down to my local shelter and adopt a dog.
Now, was this because in order to exercise the dog, you would also be getting exercise, too? What were the reasons that she prescribed the dog?
Two main reasons. First, because I'd become so obese, I was 330 pounds, I'd become also very reclusive. The larger you get, the less you want to go outside.
Sure.
This is a common thing for really big people. So I lost touch with all my friends, and I was just very much alone, and that was contributing to the underlying cause of my obesity. So by recommending a dog, what she was doing was doing something that would not only force me to get outside twice a day and get basic exercise for walking my dog for half an hour twice a day, which was her prescription, but would also get me back in touch with the community, get me outside to see sunlight, and just cause me to get back into life, and both things worked like a charm.
And you have lost, you weigh 180 now, is that correct?
I'm about 175.
Wow.
So I went from 330 to 175 in the course of 10 months by doing nothing but walking my dog for a half an hour twice a day and switching from the standard American diet, which I call the window diet. That's when you drive up to the drive-thru window and the hand just comes through the window. So I switched from that to a whole food, plant-based diet with the advice and counsel of my naturopathic doctor, and those things just completely changed and transformed my life. It took me from a position where I was, I'd met my annual deductible for healthcare roughly in February of each year.
Jeez.
I was paying easily out of pocket over $1,000 a month for medications, and I was on 15 different medications, including insulin, metformin, and a number of medications that were simply designed to alleviate the effects of other medications. And within 6 months, I was off all drugs, and the only thing in my medicine cabinet after that was Advil.
Wow, that's an amazing story.
Amazing.
And
great story.
Petey,
yes.
you saved Petey's life, obviously.
Well, Petey was, I was very fortunate with Humane Society Silicon Valley. They have a match program that's more like a true traditional matchmaker rather than like matchbot.com, where you just kind of go in and look through the adoption windows and you pick out one based upon the way that they look. They were attempting to match animals with the person who would need them the most. So personality and disposition and everything else. So I spent a long time talking to my interviewer, And she said that she had the perfect dog for me, and she walked Petey into the adoption room, and his head was hung low, and he kind of like looked up at me like, you can do better than this, can't you?
Aww.
And I looked down at him because he wasn't what I expected either. He was about 25 pounds overweight. He was about 75 pounds. He did not look to be in good health. He was extremely depressed. But the woman who was matching us said, can you imagine that you have more in common with any other creature? And I said, no, I don't. So I decided to give him a try, and I took him home. And over the next 3 days, we kind of like stayed on opposite sides of the room and just kind of like looked at each other, both being very suspicious of the other. And then on the third night, he jumped in my bed with me, and we were best friends ever after.
Oh, I got goosebumps. I love that story.
The video has been viewed, what, 50 million times?
You know, between two different websites, it is at, I believe it's fair to say it's over 60 million between two different websites. And on top of that, it's been translated into at least a dozen or more languages throughout the world. So I think it's fair to say over 75 million.
Do you think it's making a big impact?
I do. You know, when the film came out right after February this year, suddenly I was getting tens of thousands of emails, including about two dozen marriage proposals. It had a great impact, I think, for sure.
What do you suggest to somebody that could use an animal, usually? Do you say, okay, go down to the shelter, it changed my life, it can change yours?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if somebody is starting to get out of touch with society, or you're sitting at home alone and you're by yourself and you don't have a best friend, you know, I really encourage you to go down to your local shelter and just see whether you strike up a bond, see whether you have a real strong bond with an animal, and it could change your life.
Congratulations. What an inspirational story. I encourage listeners to check out the website mutualrescue.org, mutualrescue.org, and we'll put a link to the Eric and Petey video over at animalradio.com. Eric O'Gray joining us. Thank you so much for hanging with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a great conversation, and I appreciate it.